Of the three countries in West Africa afflicted by the Ebola virus, Liberia has been hit the worst. In Monrovia, the transmission rate remains intense, according to the World Health Organization. The organization has made multiple appeals for aid from developed nations. Some aid has arrived. Some new treatment centers have been built. But a new study from Yale University shows that even if all the aid already pledged came through, it would not be enough to control the epidemic in Liberia's Monserrato County, where a quarter of Liberia's people live, and which includes Monrovia. The research shows that without greater efforts, more than 170,000 people will get Ebola, and of that number, more than 90,000 will die by mid-December in just this one area. Dr. David Fisman at the University of Toronto reviewed the study, which was published in The Lancet Infectious Diseases.
The reason I thought it was such an important article is it very elegantly makes the point that as we wait for action on Ebola, because this is an epidemic that's growing very, very fast, that means we get more and more new cases, not just more new cases, but exponentially more new cases with every passing week.
The predictions highlight the rapidly closing window of opportunity for controlling the outbreak, according to the principal author of the Yale study. Put another way, Dr. Fisman likens the epidemic's growth to making an investment.
Imagine putting your money away in some investment that gives you a 50% return on your investment every 2 weeks. Your money's growing that fast. That would be wonderful. What we have with Ebola is an epidemic that's growing like that.
The Lancet article says if measures to control the disease are scaled up by November and another 4,800 new hospital beds are added and detecting new cases is greatly speeded up, along with protective kits being provided for home care, almost 100,000 people will be spared from getting Ebola in Liberia's Monserrato County. As for the entire Ebola-afflicted region of West Africa, Dr. Fisman's own projections show a total of 700,000 people will have been infected by the time the epidemic is under control, and of those, 60% to 70% will die. A grim projection unless countries respond faster to control the virus. Carol Pearson, VOA News.